Hello and welcome. I'm Lynette Turner.
And I'm delighted that you have joined me on this dream webinar, which I'm calling Dancing with Your Dreams, 10 Steps to Dream Engagement. I'm glad to have those of you who are listening live joining me today, as well as those who are listening to the webinar archives. And I trust that you will find our time together enlightening and educational and fun. Fun is always good. The webinar package includes the audio of this Dancing with Your Dreams webinar, the Dancing with Your Dreams handout, which is sharing the 10 focus points I will be sharing with you in this webinar, and free gifts that include Dancing into Dreamland, which is a reflective meditation for you to read and meditate on before you drift off to sleep, and a downloadable guided meditation called Dreamweaver, which is complete with a beautiful soundscape. And these are all wonderful tools to accompany you on your dream journey. So today I'm going to share a number of tips that you can incorporate into your life to enhance your dreaming adventures. And the sharing of this information will be followed by a dream journey. I'm going to lead you through an exercise that will result in expanding your openness to walk the dream path and allow the door to your imagination to swing wide open, preparing you to see, feel, and sense this magnificent world of dreams, a world we can learn from while sleeping, but also while we're awake. So the world of dreams is such a fascinating one, and I'm excited that you have opened your heart and you are receptive to understanding the powerful world of our dreams. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a positivologist, and you won't find this in the dictionary. It came to me as a message from my guides as I was meditating and trying to figure out what to call what I was doing, which was spending a lot of time talking to friends and family and people I meet on the airplane about what you can do to live a life of positivity. And as a positivologist, I work with groups of people as well as individuals to help them create the most positive, practical, and passionate path possible to truly embrace life's journey. My positivity is anchored in the work I do with dreams and the connection I have to my angels that have come to guide me. And as a positivologist, I'm the author of The 10 B's of Positivity, 10 Steps to a More Positive Way of Living, which is an inspirational self-help book that guides the reader down the path of positivity. I am a certified angel speak facilitator, helping others connect to their angels. And I'm a Reiki practitioner, a sound healer, and a dream teacher. And I'm a certified dream teacher with the Robert Moss School of Active Dreaming. Now, notice the phrase active dreaming, because our dreams are active when we are sleeping, and the dreaming we do when we are awake, daydreaming, is just as valid as the dreaming we do when we are asleep. And I invite you to learn more about me at my website at www.positivebliss.com. Okay. Let's talk about dreams and let's begin this journey, Dancing with Your Dreams, 10 Steps to Dream Engagement. We all dream. Maybe you remember your dreams and maybe you don't. But either way, I'm going to teach you how to fully embrace the power of your dreams and learn from the messages they deliver. Would you appreciate guidance on your career or relationships, your health, other areas of your life? Well, working with your dreams is an exciting path to take to find that guidance. Dream journeying can transport you to any location you can envision in this realm and beyond. So get comfortable and get ready for a very exciting and productive time together. I have experienced the power of song and sound to invite the dream guides into the space to help guide the journey. I'm going to sing a song that I wrote, a song that came to me in dream time, to open the portal, the door for dream guides to enter and accompany us on our journey today. And dream guides are wonderful allies, and I'll be talking about them a little later. So listen to the words in this song and use them as a gateway to prepare you for our time together. The song is called Open the Dream Gates. Open the dream gates and watch yourself fly. Open the dream gates with your arms open wide. Open the dream gates and life will be fine. Open the dream gates of time. Open the dream gates and soar full of light. Open the dream gates and you will take flight. Open the dream gates and oh, what appears? A vanishing of all of your fears. Open the dream gates, open the dream gates, open the dream gates with light from above. Open the dream gates, open the dream gates, open the dream gates of love. Open the dream gates and shine with the stars. Visit the planets of Saturn and Mars. You can take trips both far and both near. If your intention's sincere, open the dream gates and watch yourself grow. Oh, what incredible things you will know. Open the dream gates and embrace what you're seeing. You are an incredible being. Open the dream gates. Open the dream gates. Open the dream gates with the light from above. Open the dream gates. Open the dream gates. Open the dream gates of love. Open the dream gates of love. Okay. And let's take a deep breath. And with that, we invite our dream guides to walk through the dream gates and accompany us on our journey today. I'd like to share with you my first most vivid dream remembrance, which those of you who do remember your dreams will more than likely have one of these as well. And mine came to me in the 9th grade. I'm from Alaska, and all of my extended family lives in the lower 48 states. And my mother is an only child, and her mother lived many, many miles away in Baltimore, Maryland. Well, one early evening, the phone rang, and I instinctually knew that it was a call about my grandmother and that she was not well. And there's no reason I should have known this, as we had no indication that she wasn't well, but indeed my grandmother had experienced a stroke, and she passed away, graduating over to the other side, where I know she is in a place of light and love. So the amazing thing that happened was, a few months after she passed away, my grandmother and what I now know were my guides came to me in dream time with all of these messages from my mother. So the next day I went to my mother, and honestly I wasn't sure how she was going to react, but I shared with her the messages my grandmother and the guides had given me. And the messages made no sense whatsoever to me, but they made complete sense to my mother, who was so grateful for the messages and this connection to her mother. And from that time on, I completely opened up my heart to the power of my dreams and did not question what came to me. So skip forward 30 years plus, and I have discovered Robert Moss and the Robert Moss School of Active Dreaming. And Robert is a wonderful dream teacher, and my exploration of the power of dreams has enhanced my life in a positive way and led me to where I am today, working with people to help them connect with their dreams and the power that our dreams hold. So So let's delve into our webinar topic, Dancing with Your Dreams, 10 Steps to Dream Engagement. You know, life has a lot of joyous moments, but we do all have challenges along the way. However, we can also create a state of mind and a state of being that allows us to celebrate our existence and walk our walk with integrity and joy. For me, working with my dreams has been a productive way to do this. It has been at times fun, at times thought-provoking, at times exhilarating, and always worthwhile. And we're in this year of 2012, and we have a wonderful opportunity to step into our own power, the power of our dreams, and to work with the energy there to help us deal with whatever we encounter this year. Some are fearful as we move into 2012, afraid that the world as we know it will be no more. Others are excited about what 2012 may hold. I gravitate towards the light and away from the fear, and working with my dreams has helped me to do that. Your dreams can do the same for you. What an amazing exercise to fully understand how our dreams can help us work through our challenges while also providing us with the information we need in order to work with the universe and have what we would like to have happen for us manifest in our lives. It's truly a gift and truly a privilege and truly an amazing ride. So, are you ready? Here we go. So here are the 10 points. As a thank you for participating in this webinar, after we go through the 10 points in our journey, a reminder that you have a handout that you can look at as we walk through the 10 points, or you can print them out later. And we're going to be going over these 10 points today, and you'll notice in your handout that I have provided space for you to take notes. You're also going to receive as part of this package the audio of this webinar, which you will receive an hour or so after the webinar is over, and free bonus gifts that include the Dreamland Reflection Meditation, which is really a wonderful piece to read just as you drift off to sleep to help you enter Dreamland. And then the downloadable guided meditation called Dreamweaver, and it has a really gorgeous and beautiful soundscape that can also help you get into the frame of mind for dreaming. So I'm going to list the 10 points of focus for today and then come back and talk about each of them individually. The first one is everyone can do it, meaning everyone can dream and everyone can remember their dreams. The second is be open to exploring the unknown. The third point is ask the questions. The fourth is dream guides. The fifth is new age is old age. The sixth is remembering your dreams. Seven, when you wake up. Eight, sharing the journey. 9, daydreaming. And 10, what next? So number one, the first tip for dream engagement is to know that everyone can do it. Dreaming is an all-inclusive experience, a journey that welcomes everyone. By this I mean each and every one of you dreams every night. You may not remember the dreams, but you do have them. And I have encountered a lot of people who are sure they have never had a dream, but they just haven't remembered them. So I'm going to be sharing with you in this webinar actions you can take that will help you remember your dreams. And once you remember your dreams, you will be able to act using the messages your dreams bring you. Remember that our words are very important. So if you are saying to yourself that you never remember your dreams, that is what the universe is acting upon. Even if you aren't consciously remembering them, I want you to change that tape in your head and tell yourself, I remember my dreams. I have consistent recall. I remember my dreams. I have consistent recall. This will prepare you on all levels to begin to remember your dreams. Remembering your dreams and your ability to work with them is not something available to particular people. We're all special. We can all do this. The difference between those who connect with their dreams and those who do not is in part believing that you can do so. Our dreams are so powerful and so rich. It is brimming with so much information and guidance. You don't want to miss the opportunity to walk through that door and see what's on the other side. It truly is like winning the pot of gold that's at the end of the rainbow. And who wouldn't appreciate that pot of gold? Well, you, my friend, have won that pot of gold. Now, it is true that there are some circumstances that can make it challenging to remember your dreams if you have insomnia, so don't tend to fall deeply asleep. It can impact your ability to remember. Our dreams tend to come to us when we reach REM sleep, REM sleep, which is the fourth and deepest sleep we tend to reach each night. And if you don't make it to that phase of sleep, dream remembrance can be challenging. And some medications may also impact your ability to remember. But with this knowledge of possible roadblocks, you can work to address them and to some degree have success in creating an environment that allows you to remember your dreams. And above all, remember, you can connect to your dream world and understand that it is a world that is definitely open to you. So having that openness, having that awareness is a first very significant step on the road to you remembering those dreams. Number two, the second tip for dream engagement, be open to exploring the unknown. The dream world comes to us with a range of perspectives and encourages you to be open to all of these perspectives. You may dream of situations that are taking place in your everyday life, like a work scenario or a situation with a friend or family member, a message about your health or the health of someone you know, or you may have a conversation with a loved one or a friend who has crossed over to the other side, and the spirit of this person is visiting you in dream time. Maybe you travel backwards or forward in time. All of these realities are valid, so I encourage you to be open to the journeys your dreams will take you on. The landscapes in your dreams may well go beyond what your imagination has yet to lead you to, and it's a very personal journey. One of the places my dreams lead me to is the sun planet of healing, and when I am in this special place, my dream guides and angels are with me, and their energy serves to heal me physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever I need at the time. You may visit a place well familiar to you in waking life, or you may go to another dimension altogether. Remember, you are taken wherever you need to go to experience what you need to experience at that time. So just move with it and go with the flow. Your dream self also needs time to play. And the dream landscape is a perfect playground for this. I have had a great time pre-scripting my dreams, and you can do the same. I'll envision a lovely landscape, maybe a field full of colorful and fragrant flowers or a beautiful beach, and I place myself in this relaxing environment as I drift off to sleep and let the dream energy do the rest. Who might you encounter in your dreamscape of choice? So be open to wherever the experience will lead you. Number three, the third tip for dream engagement is to ask the questions. Ask the questions. It's perfectly fine to drift off to sleep without an agenda, but if you would like the answers to specific questions, you should go to sleep with intention. We all have questions we would like the answers to. And if you have not considered working with your dreams to find those answers, there's no time like the present. Perhaps you would like guidance on career direction or what you might do to help a friend who is dealing with a problem. Maybe you have questions about a relationship or whether you should move to another state, for example. The sky really is the limit, and there are no boundaries in terms of what you can ask. So form a clear question on the issue and ask it before you go to sleep. You can also write it on a piece of paper and put it under your pillow. You know, let the question seep into the energy around you. This is a very good way to set the wheels in motion and receive the answers to your questions. And if you don't get all the answers after your first request, not to worry. I liken working with our dreams like strengthening a muscle. You know, the more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. So be patient and watch as the magic presents itself. Number four, the fourth tip for dream engagement. Travel with your dream guides. Okay, here's a really cool thing. You don't have to travel in your dreams alone. You can travel with dream guides, and I strongly recommend it. Guides can serve as a means of transportation, like I ride on the back of my hawk, for example. They can intervene if you are afraid, or they can just hang out with you in a beautiful location as you soar over a mountaintop. Your guides can be loved ones or friends who have crossed over to the other side. They can be your guardian angels or animals or a combination of all of the above. We can have several dream guides, and why not? You know, invite as many to come along as you like. I have others among the hawk. I have the panther. I have a giraffe that shows up when I need to take a long view of a situation. You know, therefore, the giraffe's long neck. So when I sit on her back and hang out on her neck, I do indeed have a long view. I contemplate whatever situation I need clarity for, and I'm reminded that I need to open myself up to the possibilities and not have a narrow outlook. You may have several guides over the course of your lifetime. I have some that are consistent, and I have new ones who come and go as needed, you know, and they move on when they're done helping and working with me. And so know that it is a wonderful thing to have the support of your guides in this dream world. And keep them in mind as you drift off to sleep. What an honor to have these amazing guides right by your side for your journeys. So embrace them. An animal guide is always a wonderful ally. And so I'd like you to take a moment now and think about what animal you feel a connection to. What is your favorite animal? You know, when you think about an animal you have an affinity to, what animal comes to mind? Take a moment. Take a deep breath. Okay, now what animal came to you? Don't think about it too much. And trust the name of that animal that has come to you. And I want you to remember that animal. Jot it down if you need to, because we're going to refer to it a little bit later. Okay, number five, the fifth tip for dream engagement is to know that new age is old age. Okay, so what do I mean by that? You may have heard people talking about or read articles about dreaming being a new age thing. But the fact of the matter is, dreaming is as old as time itself. There is a rich history to appreciating and learning from our dreams. There's been a recent increase in the power of working with our dreams, due in part, I think, to focused work in this area by pioneers like Robert Moss. But dreaming and embracing what we can learn from our dreams has been around for a very, very, very long time. In ancient Egypt, dream messages brought all kinds of guidance. Messages would direct large masses of people in regard to where they should build their temples or how to prepare or overcome catastrophe, when or how to wage a war, and other important decisions were made based on dream messages. And the messages were considered divine interaction by the gods, you know, sent to help people really move along in their lives in a positive way. Temples were built for dream incubation. I mean, it's amazing. They honored dreams so much that they would build these special places where the dreamers would go and spend the night and bring back these messages. And these interpreters were considered of the very highest esteem. Likewise, in Greece, the power of dreams was acknowledged and honored. So this New Age phenomenon is really very old, and I think the energy from all of those collective years of dream exploring filters all the way down to us and empowers us, those of us here and now dancing with our dreams. So the energy of our ancient brothers and sisters energizes us today and contributes to our collective dream history. So let history remind us that through the ages, all of the ages, we have the power to make significant contributions with our dreaming. If you dream a big dream, one with a message beyond your individual situation, one that has a message capable of helping our larger community, make note of it and look for the opportunity to share this information. Your doing so has the potential to make a worthwhile contribution. Today, indigenous cultures like the American Natives still honor dreams. In the morning, when all members of the family have awakened, they sit in a circle and share with each other the dreams they had the night before. I mean, that's incredible. It serves as a means for problem solving and for strengthening the family bond. I would like to see this as an ongoing practice for families today of all cultures. I think this would be an amazing thing to see. Okay, number 6. The sixth tip for dream engagement is how to remember your dreams. And there are several steps that you can take to help you remember your dreams. The first thing you can do, and I mentioned this earlier, is to tell yourself that you will remember your dreams. And your, what I call, words of consciousness are that simple. I will remember my dreams. You will start a train of consciousness and subconsciousness, you know, really connecting on all levels to help you remember. The next thing I suggest is that your sleeping space be a comforting environment so it's not cluttered. You're not using it as your office or storage space, but really a peaceful, sacred space to rest. This really opens those doors and invites the dreams to enter. The next thing, and I think this is really important, is to give yourself time to go into a relaxed state before you go to sleep. And so what works for you? Listening to soothing music or taking a hot bath? Having a cup of hot tea. If you are a meditator, you can take a few minutes and sit in silence or just sit down in a relaxing position and breathe. You know, a series of nice deep breaths is a sure way to relax your body and your mind. And I have to sometimes remind myself to do that as well. You want to remember to articulate a question if you have one. And if you don't have a specific question that you want the answers to, you can just tell yourself that you're open to whatever the universe wants to bring you. And just fade into sleep with that intention. You want to have a notebook or a tape recorder by your side. And remember to do that, because sometimes if you wake and you don't have that mechanism near you, then you won't capture everything. And don't forget to invite your dream guides along. I mean, they're literally just hanging out waiting to come along for the ride and to be helpful. So invite them to come. And I also like the energy of a dream catcher. Dream catchers originate from Native American culture, and they are circular designs in a variety of colors and decorations. And their purpose is to see that the dreams you need to experience at the current time make their way to you and then block dreams that don't serve you at this current time. And I have one hanging directly over my bed. But you can place one on your wall or on your bedstand or anywhere in the vicinity that feels right to you. So incorporating these tips will go a long way in preparing you for the dream journey. You know, my parents used to say that they couldn't dream and they were sure they'd never had a dream and, you know, 7 decades of life. And I shared these tips with my parents, and a week later, they're calling me with these amazing, wonderful dreams they were having. So they do work, and try incorporating them and be have a hope, open heart and open mind for all the information that's going to come your way as a result. So number 7, the 7th tip of dream engagement, is to take time to honor your dreams when you wake up. So you've had your night of sleep and resting, and it's now time to get up. And here's a step you can take to help you remember your dreams. Let's say you have to get up at 7 a.m. So you set your alarm for 6:45. And when the alarm goes off, I want you to reset the alarm for 7 a.m. and then lay back down in the position you woke up in for those 15 minutes. Take a deep breath or two and ask yourself a series of questions. Now, what did I dream about last night? Where did I go? Who was I with? What do I need to know about the dream? Now, write down in your notebook or record in your tape recorder what you remember. You may remember a lot, or you may remember very little, but write down whatever comes to you. It could be a word or a phrase. It could be a feeling or a color. Now, maybe you see a specific color, and that's what you remember. Whatever it is, write it down, because everything is significant. And there's no need to judge whatever comes. Just record it and honor it. It may well provide answers for you in the future. Now, sometimes, and this has happened to me in the past, I am awakened in the middle of the night with a dream, and the dream seems so clear that I'm sure that I'm going to remember it when I wake up in the morning. But chances are I don't. You know, I've lost some amazing dreams by failing to write them down in the wee early morning hours, because I'm convinced that I will remember them when I get up in the morning. But often that's not the case. For some reason, once, you know, your feet hit the ground and you go to brush your teeth, it's gone. So you want to make note of your dreams, no matter what time they come. And so that's an important tip for you to keep in mind. Okay, number 8, the 8th tip for dream engagement is to share the journey. It can be quite productive to talk about your dreams with others. So if you have a friend who is also interested in dreams, or open-minded family members who will lend an ear, share your dream with them. It's amazing how bits and pieces of your dreams will come back to you when you speak about them. You might also consider online dream forums, because there you'll find a variety of platforms with the opportunity to dialogue with other like-minded people. You want to look for a group that emphasizes that the communication is not about judgment, but about sharing. Dream messages aren't right or wrong, they just are. Also remember that the best person to analyze your dream is you. So while some others may try and tell you what your dream means, understand that your instincts will also provide you with guidance. You want to listen to that. Another option is that you form a dream circle where a group of you get together and share your dream experiences. In addition to talking about the dreams, you can revisit a dream that you have already had in order to get more clarity on the dream and to discover the answer to the questions you may have about the dream. This is called dream reentry, and it's really a really wonderful exercise with other people who are open and interested. And, you know, we bring back information ourselves from our dreams, but it's also enlightening to have other people go into that space with you and then come out, because sometimes they see things that we don't. It's really fascinating. And drumming is a great tool that can be used to transport dreamers back into the dreamscape. You pick a person in the group to retell their dream to the group. And once the dream is shared, the dreamer tells the others what questions about the dream he or she would like answered. And with that fresh dream perspective on your mind, you travel back into the dream space. And the drum, I said, is a wonderful way to do that. If you don't have drums, you can buy a drumming CD that can serve this purpose. It's a wonderful means for transport, and you ask one person in the group to drum while the rest of you dream. And when I hear the drum, it reminds me of a heartbeat, and it just, you know, takes me deeper and deeper and deeper. As I listen to the dream, I go deeper and deeper into that place of relaxation. And once in that place of relaxation, the landscape just opens up and the dream information really starts to flow through. So with this drumming as a great means of transportation, we're going to journey in just a little while using the drum. And so you will be able to experience firsthand what I mean by that. Here's another exercise, which is a lot of fun. If you're working, I'm laughing because I love doing this whenever I get the opportunity. If you're working with a group of dreamers, you can plan a group dream journey to another physical location. You know, you can not only stay within your headspace, but you can go other places as well. And I've done this with dream friends, and it's a lot of fun. One of my favorite journeys was we decided to go to Santorini, Greece. And I've never been there in waking time, but it's a place I would love to go to. It just seems wonderful. And it's Santorini is about a 7-hour ferry ride from Athens, or about a 45-minute flight if you're going to go there on the human plane. And the pictures look beautiful, and it has this spectacular landscape. And the traditional villages of the island are built on these tall cliffs. And once there, you can experience gorgeous sunsets. And it's also said to be the location of the lost city of Atlantis, which I have always had a keen interest in. So a small group of us, having heard descriptions of the island and some of us having seen pictures, decided to embark on a dream journey together. So we picked the night for the journey, and as we each drifted off to sleep in our respective homes, we did so with the vision of the island and the intention of meeting there collectively in dream time. And so we did this. And the next day we reported back with our experiences. And it's great because we each described different areas of the island, different parts of the beach, different people we saw moving around there. And so I believe we really transport ourselves to these other places. So this is a great way to have fun, to hang out with your friends here on the earth plane and then meet up again in the dream space. And it's an exercise that you can do with others. So, you know, think about a few of the people who you believe would be interested and, you know, have a conversation about where you would like to go and just, you know, drift off into sleep and see what happens. It's a great exercise and one you can, of course, do over and over, time and time again. Okay, number 9. The 9th tip for dream engagement is to embrace the power of daydreaming. Oh, I love daydreaming, and I can't recommend it enough. You might remember when you were small and in school, and the teacher would always tell that one kid who was staring out into space to stop daydreaming. Well, I'd like you to consider that daydreaming is a good thing. I think it's a really good thing. Because when you are daydreaming, you're in a relaxed state, physically and emotionally, and actually a good deal of clarity can come to you at this time of daydreaming. Sometimes daydreaming just happens on its own. You might be doing a task, and then you realize, oh, I'm not paying attention, I've drifted off, I'm daydreaming someplace. But it's also fine to plan a little daydreaming time, a break from the everyday hustle and bustle of the day. Go along for the ride and just be open for whatever you might discover. And then I think daydreaming is like, it's like taking a free mini vacation, right? You know, the price is definitely right, given that it's free. Relaxes your body and relaxes your mind. It's the ultimate stress reducer. And you know, so many of us are under a lot of stress these days, with one thing or another, dealing with jobs or dealing with, you know, the economy or all sorts of issues and challenges and problems can come up. So, you know, it's really good for our health to reduce our stress. And daydreaming is a way to do this. You know, so next time you see a little kid or an adult daydreaming, just enjoy it. In a few moments, I'm going to take you on a journey that starts with a daydream, and lead you directly into a landscape. And I love to set the stage for my day or night dream, seeing myself, you know, in a chosen landscape. It starts with a daydream, you know, a chosen landscape or environment, or talking with my dream guides that I have invited on the journey to help me when I'm still in this awake state, really set the tone for where I would like the dream journey to lead me. So daydream on a regular basis, encourage other people to do it, and, you know, just be open to reaping the benefits of what might come. Sometimes when I'm in a daydreaming state of mind and ask a question, I'll be in that sort of alert and relaxed state, and like that, you know, the answer to my question will come. Or again, that clarity that I was not able to get when I was so rigidly trying to figure it out comes to me. So I encourage it and hope you will take that bit of advice and daydream more often and more consciously. Okay, number 10, the 10th tip for dream engagement, I call, now what? You know, okay, now what? So you're in a good place and you have groundwork you can apply to more fully embrace the power of your dreams. You are ready to explore a world that has played a useful role in the lives of people for eons. You understand that everyone, including you, has the ability to work with their dreams. You're ready to be open to the unknown and to ask questions, because that's when the answers come. And no question is too little. You can ask little questions and you can ask big questions. All of them can be answered working with the dream energy. Remember that you don't have to take the journey alone. Your dream guides are ready to go along for the ride. You have some tips in hand to help you remember your dreams. And hopefully you are giving some thought to how you might share your dreams. And you know that dream journeying is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So when you discover a wonderful treasure, like the world of dreams, you want to go with the flow. There's so much we can learn. You can chart your own course. And remember, dreams can help relax you and take you to faraway places. They can help you find the answers to your questions and provide an amazing guidepost for success. So the next step is to work with the information shared in this webinar to strengthen your dream muscle. Be committed to working with tools that will help you develop your ability to ask those questions and receive the guidance that you seek. Give yourself permission to play in dreamland and embrace wholeheartedly dancing with your dreams. So now we're going to take a group dream journey. We will travel together, but your experiences will be uniquely your own. And I'm going to lead you on a path that takes you to a beautiful landscape where you will feel peaceful, calm, and connected to Mother Earth. And there you will meet one of your dream guides who will travel with you on this daydreaming landscape. At that point in the journey, I am going to drum for 3 or 4 minutes. And after that, I will bring you slowly back to the here and now, to the present time. So I'd like you to take a few minutes to get comfortable, to relax your head and shoulders. Just feel this wave of relaxation moving from the crown of your head all the way through your face and your neck, down to your shoulders, and through your torso. Just relax. The stress melts away from your hips and your legs, down to your calves, your toes, and the very soles of your feet. You want to sit or lie down comfortably. And if your arms and legs are crossed, you want to uncross them. And just take a nice, deep breath. Just inhale and exhale. And again, inhale and exhale. And as you relax, appreciate this time to just be. Be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with this moment in time. And prepare for our journey. And as you bathe in the wave of calmness, let my words guide you, followed by the beat of the drum, and let your mind, your heart, your spirit be open and embrace this space and this place in time. You are safe and you are protected. And let the journey begin. Imagine yourself walking down a sunny path, beautiful sunshine shining through the branches of the trees, a mild breeze brushing across your cheeks. Feel the warm sunshine as it dances through the trees. And see this beautiful place. Oh, it's so beautiful. This enchanted forest. It's lovely. What a gift to walk this winding path in no rush, just enjoying being in this environment. You hear the birds. The birds are singing so carefree, spreading their wings to fly, soaring with such ease and freedom. You continue to walk the path of this enchanted forest. And as you continue your journey, you hear the sound of water, and you follow the sound as the path curves to the left. And as you walk towards the sound, it gets louder until you find yourself at the side of a stream. The sound is soothing and calls you closer. The water is beautiful, a beautiful blue. It cascades and dances over the rocks. You walk to the edge of the stream and sit on a flat rock that you find waiting for you there. And you look across the stream and you see a tall, beautiful waterfall, ringlets of water shimmering down the side of the glistening mountain. It's beautiful. And this environment brings with it deep peace and appreciation for this place and for this time. So you sit for a few moments and take it all in. You breathe it in. The water soothes and calms you. You sit and take it all in. Having taken in the energy of the water, you now stand and stretch, and your heart center opens as you feel the gratitude of having this moment in time. And this wonderful energy moves through your entire body. from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Mother Earth, for the land and the water, for the trees and the streams, for the waterfall and the birds. And with this appreciation, you turn and you walk. You start to walk again, finding your way back to the path, back to the enchanted forest. And you continue to walk, smiling at the day and the treasures of the day. The sun is still smiling down on you. And the singing birds make perfect company. And as you walk, the path curves now to the right. And you see something up ahead. What is that? Ah, it's a big open field. And the field is full of flowers. Lots of beautiful flowers in the most amazing, vibrant colors. The colors become more vibrant as you come closer. Purple and orange and yellow and pink. Beautiful colors. And oh, what an aroma. A treat for the senses. And as you continue to draw closer, walking through the field of flowers, you see a clearing in the middle of the field. And someone is waiting in the clearing. Who is that? Ah, yes, it's one of your dream guides. Remember earlier when you identified your animal dream guide? Your guide is waiting for you in the middle of this flower field, and you walk towards them. What animal is it? What animal guide is waiting for you? What a gift that you have company waiting to accompany you on this adventure. You walk closer, and now you have reached the clearing, and you acknowledge your animal dream guide. Your dream guide has come to travel with you as you continue on your journey. You are grateful for the company. You say to your dream guide, "What do I need to know? Where do I need to go? What do I need to know? And where do I need to go?" And now your dream guide will guide you, and answers to these questions will come. They will be answered. You may lie down in the field of flowers, or travel to the top of a mountain, or follow the guide to the depths of the ocean where the dolphins wait to swim with you. Or perhaps you embrace a large, beautiful tree and you find the trunk opens like a door and you travel deep within with your guide. Follow your guide wherever they may lead, asking the question, "What do I need to know? Where do I need to go?" Let the drum take you on this journey. Follow the beat. Follow the beat and see where the dream guide leads you. Okay. Take a nice deep breath, centering breath. Inhale and exhale. And slowly bring yourself back to the present time and place, back to the here and now. We just took a dream journey. Where did you go with your dream guide? What did you see? What do you remember? What did you need to know, and where did you need to go? So you may remember in great detail and recall quite a bit, or you may remember bits and pieces. Whatever you do remember is exactly what you need to remember at this time. So remember to make a note of it, and know that these day journeys are just as relevant and informative and fun as the journeys we take at night. The landscape of dreaming is available to us whenever we're ready to take that ride. And once you commit to working with your dreams, it can become a lifelong companion, and you will be amazed at what an exciting journey it can be. Well, our time together is about to come to a close, but remember, your dream journey is really just beginning. And if you are already working with your dreams, I applaud you and encourage you to continue. And if you are new to working with your dreams, I hope you will consider this a new day and a new opportunity to incorporate dream journeying into your daily practice. As you continue this journey, I'd be delighted to help you in any way that I can. A reminder that you will be able to listen to this again. An hour or so after the webinar, you will receive an email with a link to download the audio of the webinar, and I hope you enjoy that, as well as the reflection meditation and the downloadable, beautiful soundscape meditation, Dreamweaver. I invite you to visit my website at www.positivebliss.com, where you can learn more about me, and I trust you will find all the components of this Dancing with Your Dream Journey kit really good pieces of information that can assist you as you move forward in your dream journey. I do also offer one-on-one dream analysis sessions in person or by phone or Skype, email, so many different ways to connect these days. And so, again, I'm excited to continue to stay connected with you, and I invite you to reach out and connect with me. I want to thank you for joining me, and I am so excited that we have spent this time together. Embrace your dreams, and your dreams will embrace you. Be well, and I will see you on the Dreamscape. Bye-bye.